opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, welcome to WWDB 860 AM, folks. This is the Co-op Hour. This is J-Doc. The Co-op Hour gives us the opportunity to introduce new program into the market, and I'm so happy to have Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters here on the program. Kev, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me in today.
It's great to have you. Listen, obviously, we both know it's Super Bowl week here in the city of Philadelphia. Very excited. Unbelievable. I cannot wait till Sunday, but I'm a little nervous as well. Definitely excited to have you on the program. First off, Apple Public Adjusters. What is a public adjuster?
A public adjuster, Joe, is an advocate for the homeowner, working on their behalf to help maximize and protect their interest on a homeowner's claim. Our job is to present the claim to the insurance company, looking out for their best interest all along.
Which is interesting, because when somebody gets homeowner's policy, they likely would just assume that the insurance company has their best interest right from the start, and that's not always the case, correct?
That is correct. Unfortunately, over the years, and it's gotten tougher and tougher for the homeowner because so many changes in the policies that they're not made aware of. I mean, many times they think they were sold one bill of goods and it's actually something else. I see it day in and day out.
Now, your experience, okay, what is your position with Apple Public Adjusters? What, and how long have you been in that role?
At Apple, I'm the senior public adjuster, have been with Apple for 3 years now. Prior to that, I'm in the industry almost 30 years, in spite of how young I look.
Yeah, it's amazing. You do look young. I was going to say no chance. You had to be in your mid-20s, no doubt. Tell me a little bit about your experience. At one time, you actually worked for the insurance company, correct?
Originally, I broke into the industry working for one of the major carriers in the Philadelphia area, and then went to another carrier up in the Allentown area. And after watching some of the things that were going on there, I quickly changed from the black hat to the white hat, and became a public adjuster working for the homeowner.
Now, your experience working for the insurance company, how does that benefit you when you're representing a client?
Well, you learn some of the ins and outs of ways that they try to save money. And I respect the fact that they're trying to save the insurance company's money. However, you're entitled to be paid for things. Whether you elect to maybe change something or do something different is one thing. But if you have damage to your kitchen and you're entitled to be paid for all of your kitchen cabinets, you should be paid for all of your kitchen cabinets. If you decide to do something different, that's your prerogative. You know, but there's certain things that you're entitled to that they should pay you for. And maybe advise you that, hey, if you elect to do this, that's certainly your prerogative.
Now, obviously you're getting homeowners insurance. We do a lot of shows with attorneys that have experience in injury law and car accidents, and we find out that a lot of times individuals they'll call their buddy up and they'll be they're just shopping around for the best price, and they may think that they have full coverage when it comes to an automobile, but really, and they may theoretically, but they don't know the difference between full tort and limited tort, and it's a massive difference if you or your loved one get in a car accident. When somebody is, it seems, when somebody's getting homeowners insurance, that's what we're talking about here. Is there anything they can do from point A when they're obtaining the policy, when they're calling their buddy? Because let's be honest, a layman, like myself, we don't know what the heck's in. We'll go through the basic terms with our broker, but we don't know the fine print or any of them things. Is there any advice that they should take in regards to when they're obtaining homeowners insurance?
Joe, absolutely. And you are correct. Many times people think they're being sold one policy and it's actually something else. The traditional policy that the average homeowner living in the property, their permanent residence, has is what is known as an HO3 policy. Traditionally an all-risk policy providing coverage for numerous things on the building side unless it's specifically excluded. However, nowadays, many companies are selling something that says it's just like an HO3, but they don't tell you the accepts. One of the main carriers in this area sells a product, often sold to the homeowner, it's just like an HO3. Then all of a sudden they find out it doesn't cover a roof leak. You know, the roof is, the interior water damage is only covered if a wind created opening. Wind comes and rips your roof off. Well, in Philadelphia with the row homes, you know, traditionally we see leaks because maybe something backed up in the downspout or in the scupper box, or maybe leaking in around the skylight. The HO3 policy covers that. These policies that are just like the HO3 don't cover that. And many times the homeowner doesn't find that out until they have severe damage in their house. And I've even had some cases where their agent says, oh, no, your public adjuster doesn't know what he's talking about. That's covered. I've said to them, if they pay this, I'll reimburse you your deductible. If they're telling you that's covered, I'll pay your deductible. And so they never come back to me. I've yet to pay a deductible.
And so sometimes the broker is not even familiar with the policy that they may have sold somebody.
Unfortunately, because of the continual changing of the policies, there's a large carrier in this area. It seems like every year, every 2 years, it seems like they're making dramatic changes to the policies. Would you believe a lot of insurance companies, you know, if you're one room of damage, they won't even pay all four walls to paint. If, you know, even though they all match, they all were the exact same color, they'll pay, a lot of the companies right now are paying for one wall of damage. Reasonable? I don't think so. Would they pay for only paint one side of your car if you had damage there? It's not that it can be blended back in. You know, the other thing we run into is one coat of paint instead of two coats of paint. You know, it's really hard to cover the stains in the affected areas.
Sure.
With one coat of paint.
So when somebody gets it, you know, has something happened at their house, a flood, and they try to do it themselves, because I've tried to do it myself, and you know, really just, it's like being in the dark, and I'm sure you got a call from me at that time, and because, you know, thinking, ah, it's a simple thing, and you know, the insurance company has to have my best interest. You know, it seems simple enough. What types of, situations do they run into when they try to do it themselves?
Right. Unfortunately, they happen to say, you know, the wrong thing. You use the term flood. Some insurance companies will say, oh, you don't have flood coverage, you know, where in essence what you had was an overflow from a maybe a laundry tub or from, you know, a bath fixture or something like that. To you, it's a flood, you know.
Sure.
But you use that term flood, they'll say, oh, you don't have flood coverage. We won't cover this. They won't even send somebody out sometimes. Or if you happen to tell them, I had water in my basement area, you know, when, you know, and it was a flood, and we find out it was from your laundry tub or your hot water heater, those kind of things are covered. But they'll try to say, oh, well, you told us it was a flood. You know, flood means, you know, water escaping from
Like a river rain. Or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is unlikely because I live at the top of a hill, but that makes sense.
Right.
So when somebody's going to negotiate their policy, and, you know, how should they do so knowing that they're not experienced?
One of the things we would gladly do is review. You know, we would gladly review your policy at any time, you know, or if you're looking to make changes, we would gladly make suggestions. We don't sell insurance. We just want to make sure you're properly protected, you know, God forbid should you have a problem and not find out too late. And we could tell you, you know, hey, you could do this for this amount and this gives you extra coverage here. And again, we don't sell the policy. We have, you know, our only interest is that you're protected when you do have a problem.
And Apple Public Adjusters, where do you do business? Where does Apple? Where's the territory that Apple covers?
We certainly cover the whole entire Philadelphia and all the surrounding counties. We go as far up as the Poconos on a regular basis, and as far down as Cape May. We are predominantly in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but you know, depending on the situation, if we don't go there, we probably have an associate that does.
And tell me a little bit more about Apple. In other words,
Apple Public Adjusters right now, for the most part, is a small organization. We have three adjusters, all of which have worked for the insurance company, major carriers. Two fellas, myself and Michael White, have been in the business for over 30 years. The owner of the country company, Patrick O'Donnell, has been in, he's sneaking up on 20 years. He spent several of those years with one of the major insurance companies. And then we have two other fellas who are associates, or one is actually the owner, Mark Stendardo, and then Chris Dietz. You know, they do the initial consultations with the homeowners and making sure everything is set up for, and is a covered loss. I shouldn't say set up for, it is a covered loss, and that there is something we could do to help. And then they would pass it on to the adjuster.
Sure, because if it's not a covered loss and you understand it, there's nothing you can do about it. And in a lot of ways, getting educated at the beginning of the process and understanding your policy is a way that you would know that, you know, if unfortunately something like that happened.
Yes, and real important on that note, Joe, if you call us out and it's not a covered loss, we're going to tell you that. We'll show you why and everything from that aspect that it's not covered. You call your insurance company, they send somebody out. Many insurance companies, that ends up on the old permanent record, you know, that you called for a claim, even though you didn't recover. And then sometimes there's some repercussion with that.
All right, more after the break with Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years. And you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
They just told us right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital,
families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
All right, welcome back to the Co-op Hour here on WWDB 860 AM. We're here with Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters, and we're learning all kinds of great information, stuff that you can use every day. You have everybody's got homeowners insurance, and nobody wants an incident to happen in their house. But when you do, you want to be prepared. You want to have the right coverage, and you want to have the right representation. And so, Kevin, we left off before the break talking about Apple Public Adjusters and the territory you cover and the individuals. I happen to know Mark Stendardo and, of course, Patrick O'Donnell, the owners, and awesome people, phenomenal. Been acquainted with them for several years, and the stand-up guys and certainly individuals like yourself that stand behind the product and the representation and what they do. So having said that, when a client calls Apple Public Adjusters or yourself, what can they expect?
Joe, they can expect professionalism from the first time they talk to somebody all the way through completion to when the check is in their hands. Our job is to do everything we can with integrity, on the homeowner's behalf. We come out, we'll prepare the estimates for the damage, we'll inspect everything, we'll then come back and meet with the insurance adjuster, walk them through, make all our presentation points, go through all the paperwork. They'll be kept in constant communication as to what's going on.
And that's important because, somebody gets some kind of a damage to their house. A lot of times, sometimes it can be acute. So in other words, they may have a major problem and they're nervous, they're concerned.
Joe, and that's absolutely correct. I was out Saturday with a woman, first time she's had a claim. I don't want to get into how old she may be, but a little bit of an older woman was in a panic. So I was happy to run out, do things. We give our cell phone number out. We don't give an office number that somebody picks up. They get our cell phone. They know how to get in touch with us. And I explain to people, if I'm in with somebody or something, I certainly can't pick up the phone then. Give me a call, shoot me a text, we'll get right back to you. I'd rather be able to try to answer your questions as opposed to you worrying and wondering, what's going on.
And I think you've been described as the friendly neighborhood family professionals. And I know that, you guys have given seminars at the local high schools, the local civic associations, you're very community oriented.
Yeah. Everybody on our team, and we do look at it as a team, we're all an extension of each other, is active in the community. I mean, I was born and raised in Fairmount. Mark is born and raised, Port Richmond. He's been there forever. Very, very active in the community. Pat and Chris are both up in the Northeast up there, Father Judge guys.
And we're not going to hold that against them, of course.
You took the words right out of my mouth. And Mike White is in the area there as well in the Northeast and in Bucks County. I currently live in Montgomery County, so we have the area covered. We could be at your property in a moment's notice. It is one of those businesses. You need us there when you need us there.
Sure. It's never good news. When they're calling you, but it must feel good when you can help them and you are able to, because let's face it, individuals, you're not knowledgeable. This always happens at an inconvenient time. And it does cause stress and it causes alarm and you have to go through that. So you're not just an adjuster. Often you're a counselor.
We're a counselor. We're a handholder. We're letting them know that, hey, yes, you have a problem. We acknowledge that. We show the appropriate amount of empathy, but then we also dig our feet in and go to bat for them and protect what needs to be protected. We can help, whether it be referring, someone to come in and maybe do some cleanup work right from the very beginning so they're properly protected there, or getting the right professional in if they need a plumber or a roofer. We have quality guys that they're not employees of Apple, but through our history, we know, you know, who's going to give you a fair shake and who's going to do what you need to have done.
And when they call you, you at that time, I'm assuming that you have to look at the policy. In other words, you know, you guys are experts at reading the policies, to understanding, you know, letting them know what type of coverage they have.
Oh, absolutely. And as soon as we're on the phone with them, getting all the facts and everything else, and we're coordinating our appointment with them, one of the first things we're saying is, please have your policy handy. Do you know where it is? Do you know? Because we could come all the way out and look, but if we can't take a look at your policy, we don't know the actual answer. Are you covered? Are you not covered? That's the biggest question they want to know. Am I protected? Am I not protected? You know, so we definitely need to see the policy, review that. If they give us the information over the phone, we can be properly prepared when we walk in the front door.
Sure. You know,
which helps expedite everything.
Now, is there a... And before I go into this next thing, you know, it must be phenomenal when you can, you know, achieve a goal for these individuals and get them reimbursed for things that they're already covered for, to get their property fixed.
Joe, it is very rewarding. I mean, that's why I kiddingly said went from the black hat to the white hat, you know, going over to the public adjusting side, you know. Many times, just this season, this winter season alone, I've had two or three people who were told over the phone that they weren't covered for a claim. When I went out there with the insurance adjuster, still continuing to say that they weren't covered, then when we continued up the ladder, as recently as this weekend, I had somebody send me a text apologizing, the adjuster, that he made a mistake. You know, this gentleman happened to be in from Georgia, you know, dealing with different policies in Georgia, so a little tweak in the policy here provides coverage. The example being the just like an HO3. Well,
yeah.
This one was an HO3. It wasn't just like it. It was an HO3. So their roof leak was covered. You know, maybe the roof itself wasn't covered because there was no wind damage.
So
the interior was covered.
So your expertise, in other words, it has to not only be based on, you know, understanding a policy, but also when you go and see something, you have to have knowledge in the area of, let's say construction, but home repairs and to understand what you're looking at.
Right, the repairs, the remediation, what needs to be done to protect certain things. Because if you ignore the fact that, yeah, I see the stain on the drywall, there's insulation back there. We don't want mold to grow. We want to make sure that the insurance company gets rid of the drywall or allows enough funds for the homeowner to take care of getting rid of the drywall and go get the wet insulation out of there.
Sure.
You know, so, yes, you do have to have
general knowledge in understanding where home improvements and obviously, you know, some construction and looking at something and knowing what it is. Are any upfront cost to your services?
No upfront cost. We work strictly on a contingency fee. We work, that means a percentage of the recovery.
Sure.
And it varies claim to claim. Some claims, you know, the fee may be a little higher, a little lower. Sometimes if you've already dug a big hole that we have to try to dig you out of, you know, that fee is adjusted accordingly.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, obviously based on the, you know, the situation. Let's talk about some of the things that, you know, some of the types of incidents and situations that you walk into. You know, give me an example of a normal
right,
day.
Right now, we're seeing a lot of frozen pipes, you know, just coming off those last couple weeks, you know, and you don't often see the pipe freeze or the damage when it's still 8 degrees out. You see it when it starts to warm up and people start using different water, like the outdoor hose bib. In the springtime, we're going to see flooded basements because the outdoor hose bib, you know, where it's connected to the yard hose, they turn that on to use. Now all the water's running into their basement. You know, we see a lot of those frozen pipes under the kitchen sinks. You know, we all heard, let it drip a little bit, keep it running and all. A lot of people don't do that. They don't want to waste the water. Then all of a sudden now they have a frozen pipe under there. And when it thaws, they turn it on. Kitchen cabinets are damaged, kitchen flooring. If you have a finished basement below, you know, we're seeing a lot of roof leaks right now from the freeze and thaw over the course of the this rough winter. You know, we're seeing a lot of roof leaks and things like that as well. And a lot of people think, oh, my roof leaks, that's because I neglected to take care of my roof. You know, the other problem is, you know, that's still covered under the HO3 policy. As long as you're doing reasonable maintenance, it's still a covered loss.
Have you ever walked into a a home and you see some damage and you, like you said, you have the like an HO3 policy, and you looked at a policy and just shook your head and said, "Oh my God!" You know, some this poor individual had no idea what they were signing.
Without question, there's so many times the people think they're covered for certain things, and you get in there to find out they have a standard fire policy. You know, so many people end up buying a homeowner's policy at the settlement table. You know, they're going to make a real estate transaction, and they show up and they don't have a policy when they walk in there. First time home buyers don't even maybe think of that. Their agent didn't direct them. Now they're getting sold something quickly, maybe over the phone, because somebody has a friend who can do them a
favor.
They
know a guy, right?
Yeah, they know a guy. In Philadelphia, let's face it, we all know a guy.
Exactly. Let's run through some of the standard things. Like you said, I mean, policies are different, but we're basing our conversation off an HO3 type of a policy.
Right.
Talk about some things that are standard in coverage and something like that.
Yeah, with the HO3s, the things we see a lot of, believe it or not, your children accidentally overflow your toilet, covered loss. Kids get distracted while they're filling up the bath water or their tub. Water goes over the outside of the tub, down the bathroom, into the hallway, down into the living room, dining room. You're upset and you think, oh, it's my own stupid fault. Yeah, but it's an accident. It is a covered loss. It's an unintentional event that occurred. And it is covered by your insurance policy. Believe it or not, we've all had those. I have four boys, as Joe.
Sure.
Where they've taken, they have that black marker that they were writing on the paper. Now all of a sudden they're writing on my walls.
Sure.
As foolish as that sounds, covered loss.
An accident.
It's an accident. I mean, he wasn't doing that because he wanted to create damage to my home.
He's 4 years old.
It wasn't intentional.
Right.
Right. It was an accident. Covered loss. Super Bowl party. Somebody comes in, spills red wine all over your carpet. Covered loss.
One of the things, and I was saving that, but yeah, there's going to be a lot of Super Bowl parties. One way or the other, and somebody's going to be mad or they're going to be happy.
Right.
And God, I hope it's the latter. But, let's talk about that. Something gets knocked over on the carpet.
Right.
Or on the floor and stains the wall at the party.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's a covered loss with the true HO3. I mean, it is an all physical risk policy unless it's excluded, and there are no exclusions in there for accidental spills. I mean, it is a covered loss, and we see it all the time. Many times we see it when we're in the house for something else. There's stains all over the carpet. It's covered,
and we're definitely going to get into that because I want to ask you about some of those things. Let's talk about wind damage because a lot of people, real windy day, 40, 50 mile an hour winds, you get tree branches, you get all kinds of things. And is that standard stuff?
Standard, definitely covered with the HO3, and many of the other policies cover that too. The HO2 policy, or if you have rental properties and things like that, most of those policies will cover wind damage to the building. If the tree branch goes through the roof, or if wind creates an opening, the interior water damage would be covered, and whatever is needed to correct the problem on the outside, so they would definitely be covered there.
Let's talk about some things that people would not know might be covered, would be covered, that are covered. In other words, they would absolutely have no idea that they would have a claim,
right.
But
the
they
ones,
might.
Yeah, the ones that we see, again, and I've had this happen in my own house, believe it, you have your carpets, it's a traditional Philadelphia row house, your carpet runs from your front door in your living room, dining room, up the steps and into your hallway. Well, at one time, one of my younger boys had a bad reaction to medicine, vomited on the carpets. I was calling into my insurance company and somebody I knew on the other end of the line, well, Kevin, what do you want me to do? I said, well, I tried to have them clean and get the stain out. The stain didn't come out. I want you to pay for new carpets. I know that sounds foolish, maybe an extreme, but it's a covered loss. Believe it or not, it's a covered loss.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you try to protect the property from further damage, it was an accident. It meets all the qualifications. So we were compensated for carpet, living room, dining room,
What about outside the home? That's a little. I know that that's a little bit more dicey.
Right. Outside the home, some of the things that we see, you know, obviously the unintentional acts. Kids are outside playing ball. Ball goes through your window. Ball bangs up against your siding, creates damage. They're covered losses. You know, they're covered losses. They're not intentional acts. You know, on the outside, we also see hail, and a lot of people are unfamiliar when they see those marks on the side that it was hail damage. You know, those kind of things there are covered under most policies as well.
All right. We're talking to Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters. More after the break.
If you're injured and need rehabilitation to fully recover, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness in Center City, Philadelphia. If you're suffering from a diagnosed disease that is causing you great discomfort, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. They will provide transportation to and from their Center City office. If you are confused, if you are troubled by your medical challenges, or if you feel hopeless because others have made you feel that way, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step. A developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Spring fling! Hey! Where we at? Where we at?
Alright, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
Alright, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook!
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions, I slept good, I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
In May of 2000, Dave Okarnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
All right, welcome back to WWDB 860 AM. This is the Co-op Hour. I'm happy to have Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters on the broadcast. We're learning all kinds of practical, everyday things. Apple Public Adjusters is a reputable company from around the Delaware Valley, and Certainly, Kevin's a very experienced public adjuster. And but the amazing thing that I'm learning here, and are just the things that regular people like myself have no idea, in regards to their homeowner's policy and what we're covered for, and what stuff you have to go through when you're dealing with a claim when you try to do it on your own. So, Kev, do you often find that people have claims, especially if they've been living in a place for a long time, that they don't even know that they have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I go in many times. They call me in, for something that is not covered, that I can't help them with, I'm at a loss for thinking of an example, but they have damage, say, maybe in their basement from flooding. Not sure. It's not covered. But I walk in and see that they have stains all over their ceiling from when their son overflowed the toilet.
Sure.
Or, water came through the roof that they thought, oh, it was my stupid fault because, I didn't have my roof protected. Is it possible your stupid fault? Did you do it on purpose? No. If no's the answer, it's a covered loss. And you have – most of the policies will allow you at least 1 year from the date of loss. Several will allow even longer than that. So, give us a call. We'll come out and look at it. If it's within a certain time parameter, and every policy is different with what they'll honor, we still might be able to help you for that.
You had mentioned off air that you offer free home inspections. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We'll come in and do a couple things. We'll review your policy. We'll take a look around your property to see if there's anything that you should do to protect your property, or if you're, missing smoke alarms and things like that. We like to bring that to your attention. But if we can see some things that, almost like a risk management type thing, if we could see something that may help you prevent a problem, we see old corroded lines, we want to handle your claim. We make our money handling claims. However, by the same token, if we can help you prevent a mishap, a lot of times right now when people are getting their hot water heaters replaced, we suggest to them, get that new pan in there at the bottom of the hot water heater that has a little bit of an alarm that'll go off if there's a problem. You'll know right away, as opposed to going down into your basement. Maybe you don't go down there, but once a week to do the laundry or what have you. And now all of a sudden you go down, you have 6-8 inches of water down there.
Sure.
So we want to do that kind of stuff for you. We also want to be honest with you and say, hey, I know this is the policy that you have, but if we know some of the loopholes in there
I was going to say, is when you're doing a home inspection, is that when you take a look at the policy typically?
Absolutely. And again, I don't sell insurance. Apple Public Adjusters doesn't sell insurance. We're not tied to any big insurance company or any of that kind of stuff, or any little one for that matter. But we just want to make sure when you do have a problem that the policy's there to help you. I mean, if you have a flat roof, and you don't have an all-risk policy, your roof leaks, it's going to be real hard to get any interior water damage covered for you. So we certainly want to make sure that you're best suited. And hey, we come out, maybe it takes us a half hour to walk through, we make a couple points. Again, not trying to sell you anything. You can't pay me for my service out of your wallet. It has to be a contingency fee. We give you a little bit of free advice, maybe make a new friend that is on your side looking out for your interest.
And I'm assuming that, a lot of your work comes at referrals, so a little goodwill goes a long way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's many a time, Joe, we get a phone call, and we know as soon as we get the phone call, hearing all the facts, we know we probably can't help you. But a representative from our office is going to go out there. We're going to look at the damage. We're going to take a look and see what's going on, how it may possibly have happened. Basement water, quite often, we know we can't help. Or if they tell us what type of policy we have. But we want to go out, show them in the policy, show them why, and then maybe make a couple suggestions that if something like this were to happen in the future, they can be better protected.
When there's somebody has a claim, typically speaking, everybody. So when you get in a car accident, a lot of people, they're afraid their rates are going to go up. Okay, so they'll want to, eat the claim or whatever, or they're scared. They don't know they have something. They just want to get it done. But their main concern can be, can the rates go up? What is your experience there?
Absolutely. Years back, Joe, A lot of years back when I first broke into the industry, rates couldn't go up for turning in a claim. Now, a lot of times people will be given something called a claims-free discount, which is maybe a 2% discount on your policy, sometimes larger, sometimes smaller, if you're claims-free. We all hear that on the different commercials. So you may lose your claims-free discount. Some companies do attach a surcharge, you know, if you do have a claim. But that's what you're paying premium for. If you have a claim, you should be able to recover for it. Now, what we can do is we can come in, do a quick general assessment. You know, you may have a rather large deductible. You know, growing up, my parents had a $100 deductible. Most people had maybe a $250 deductible. Now we're seeing things ranging from the $500 and $1,000 deductible to a $2,500 deductible or a percentage of your policy. So if you have a $300,000 home or $150,000 home, you may be paying 1 or 2% of whatever that is for your loss. So if you have a small loss, it might not benefit you to turn that in to lose your claims-free discount or, you know, to get surcharged. We're going to let you know that because if that's the case and you turn in a small claim and you get surcharged, you're just going to remember, you know, that I turned the claim in for you
And didn't inform you.
And didn't properly inform you because it'll come back. I'm not going to kid anybody. I want to turn in homeowners claims for people, but I want to turn the right ones in.
Right, and you want to counsel somebody to let them know what the consequences are, you know, in the case. Because obviously when you got most of the time, I know in the couple situations of mine, you know, the gargantuan loss that I had far exceeded any issues I was going to have with my, you know, with my policy at that point. You're looking at a major, well, at least I was at the time, but you're right. Good point. Well taken. If you get something happens on the rug and it's a little one, you might not want to use, you know, that, you know, but you're going to explain the options to them to absolutely. Let them know what's there.
Absolutely. And Joe, nowadays with social media and things like that, it's amazing how your gesture of goodwill trying to direct somebody and give them guidance, you know, could turn one way or the other. I mean, it could turn one way or the other.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in other words, you know, your goodwill is, you know, literally, and people, I see it all the time. I live in a neighborhood where there's a newsletter that it looks like an online newsletter, and they're always saying, does anybody know this? Does anybody know that?
Right.
And, or has anybody ever heard of this particular company or whatever? And so, you know, it's certainly, you know, your work is this PR for it one way or the other?
Absolutely, positively. I'm just going to give you a quick example. My wife pushed me into Facebook a couple of years ago, I guess because I was...
I remember that.
You remember that?
That's okay. Right. I'm like, Kevin Dockery, he's on social media. Social media. Welcome to 2010 or whatever.
Yeah. So I got on social media a little bit, and in my township, they had a website. You know, I live in Lower Providence Township, living in Lower Providence, and I'm watching, and I know a lot of the people out there. I've been out there a lot of years, coach a lot of youth sports, involved in my parish, but I kept seeing this one name pop up on social media for who do you recommend as a plumber? Who do you recommend? I hear all these great things. You know, Ray Ross Plumbing and Heating, you know, and all I remember in the city was if I refer you a bad plumber, I could do a great job for you as a public adjuster, but if I refer you a bad plumber, it comes back on me. That's all they remember. I got you a great settlement, but sent him a bad plumber. Here, you know, I fell into a guy who I've known. I've coached his son. Our kids go to school together. I knew what he did. I never brought to his attention what I did, but I have no problem whatsoever referring Ray Ross Plumbing and Heating out by where I'm at, and he goes into Philadelphia, you know, and he'll do. And what I love is, if he says he's going to be there, he's there. If he says he's going to call you tomorrow, he calls you tomorrow. If he's coming out to do the work, and he's fair, reasonable, and real knowledgeable about what he's doing.
Sure, and I'll tell you, it's funny. I'm glad you mentioned that because I may need a plumber. We're just saying to my wife.
Ray's a Roxborough guy, Joe, so East Falls isn't too far away.
Right, exactly. You know, that is a – and that's important. I mean, listen, along with – when somebody has a claim. You know, contractors are important. You know, a lot of people don't know who to trust. That's really important. You've heard it. We've all heard the nightmare stories. And so when you have outstanding individuals, you can do a good job, but also you can point them in the right direction. They have a satisfying, you know, experience all across the board. You know, it means a lot to somebody. And, you know, that's really, it goes a long way. So we're on the co-op hour. We're talking to Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters. More after the break.
Meet the doctors of Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. Dr. Albert Talone, with over 40 years of medical excellence, you're in good hands. Dr. Michael Polino, specializing in the treatment of medical disorders like fibromyalgia. And Dr. Brent Weinerman, the ultimate medical professional who will treat you with an unconditional commitment to surpassing your highest expectations. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainAndWellness.com. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the why. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to WWDB 860M. This is the Co-op Hour. I'm ecstatic to have Kevin Dougherty of Apple Public Adjusters on the broadcast. Kevin, somebody gets, you know, somebody has a claim or that, you know, they get some damage to their home. How can they contact you?
Yeah, easiest way is my cell phone. Give me a call, 215-588-6021. Again, 215-588-6021. Or you can go on email at kdoc at applepublicadjusters.com.
Okay, excellent. Let's talk about career opportunities. I do a labor show, and I'm always talking about jobs and career opportunities, and this happens to be a field where there are opportunities out there.
Absolutely. There's entry level type things where everybody knows people who have damage. You could come in as a sales associate in our industry, known as a solicitor. You could start off like that, bringing in the claims. We would help teach you the process of what goes on, and then get fully educated in the industry a little bit. By all means, you could move in as a public adjuster. Some people who have contracting backgrounds are real good with this. Some people come from the insurance company side also, but just the average individual, a young fella who's aggressive and hardworking and trustworthy, we'd certainly be glad to try to teach him the industry and get him on board as another team member over at Apple Public Adjusters.
Now, Apple has is successful and certainly I get calls all the time. How can you get me Apple's number So I was very happy to do this show. How do you get the majority of your business?
Believe it or not, all reliable, word of mouth business. Happy prior customers. Social media, people often throw out, hey, I have a problem, here's what's going on, and then people recommend, a couple different companies maybe. But it's amazing how many times they're representing, particularly in the Philadelphia area. As I mentioned, Joe, we're neighborhood guys. Mark has that Port Richmond, Bridesburg area. Everybody knows him. I've been in the Fairmount area, but through my high school and athletic things, pretty well tied into the Roxborough, East Falls, Manayunk communities,
sure.
South Philadelphia. And I've been doing this 30 years. 30 years. I know a lot of people, You like to think you make everybody 100% happy.
Sure.
But I've had people who, when you go back and forth, some things just aren't covered. I can't change that. But if we have a covered loss, we'll take you from point A, to point Z.
Right. And then that's important because everybody's heard the horror stories of, they call somebody they don't know. They're looking, they never see them again.
Many times the person they're calling is that solicitor, somebody who's maybe just breaking into the industry, and it gets passed on to somebody else. That's not what's happening here. If by chance, you call somebody at Apple, there's five guys. There's five of us.
Sure. I've sat down with Pat O'Donnell and Mark Stendardo, and man, I'll tell you, Mark is one of the most detailed human beings I've ever met in my life, and Patrick also. Certainly individuals that care about the company and yourself.
They care about the company. They care about the individual. I'm old school, with this, but they are so up to date with the technology and keeping up and keeping the people informed. I'm trying to catch on with technology. As I mentioned to you, Facebook just welcomed me not too long ago.
Welcome into the 2000s.
I'm very, very good now at texting. I still use a fax machine.
Sure.
But I'm getting there. But with their help, they are on top of technology, and they're pushing, and they truly, truly care about the customer.
Sure. That's obviously important. And you talk about some of the nightmare, individuals that try to do this on their own, people like myself. We talked a little bit, we touched a little bit on what somebody could, trying to do it themselves, what they can experience. Give me some examples of, and you don't have to say names or anything like that, of course, but I guess a couple cases where people, may have innocently called the insurance company and expecting, obviously a face value, I got something wrong. I have a policy. I might even be covered for that.
Right. Joe, I'll go even further back when I worked at the insurance company. People would get phone calls on that roof leak thing in Philadelphia. The insurance company I worked for, we were based out of 15th and Market, right across from the clothespin. There would be people on the front line taking the calls, knowing right well that the homeowner was entitled to be covered for the interior damage, but would say to them, when the people say about their roof leaking, oh, we don't cover roofs with your policy. Right. We don't cover roofs with your policy, but we do cover the interior water damage. They would get all the information, and they would get an attaboy for making those people go away and not turn in the claim. You know, and on the other side, a lot of people think their agent, and they very might be their brother, their friend, and everything else. The agents, they work on a little bit of a loss ratio that affects some of their income over the course of the year. So if it's a claim that maybe it's not something that you want to turn in or borderline, they, you know, they're going to try to deter you from turning that in.
Right.
You know, because it doesn't
affect their bottom line.
Yep.
I mean, and that's an interesting point. I mean, it's almost unfair, really, and certainly, you know, to have to go, and somebody in an innocent situation probably many times often never used their policy, never had to go through something like that. You know, when you're in Pennsylvania and you have got a claim, and, you know, everybody knows when it's you wake up in the morning, you're getting ready to leave for work, and there's water all over the place. The last thing you need is to be deceived. And it's a tragedy that people go through that. Before we go, are different insurance companies, you know, are insurance companies different? Do they vary in regards to those type of tactics?
They do. Some are certainly better than others. Some are certainly worse than others. I'd probably get my hands smacked pretty bad if I started naming which of the bad companies. However, if you have me come out for a free home assessment or a review, I would gladly run through some of those with you. There's various websites out there. If you ask questions about which companies are not as good as others, answers will pop up real quick.
And you know, sometimes when you get out on that, just by the call that you get, you know, what you may encounter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kev, real quickly, again, your contact information if somebody wants to get in touch with you or if they want to get a free home inspection.
Yeah. Best thing to do is call me on my cell at 215-588-6021 or feel free to text me. Or email is kdoc@applepublicadjusters.com.
Kevin, thank you so much. This has been Co-op Radio with Kevin Dougherty and Public Adjusters on Apple Public Adjusters on WWDB 860 AM.
Go Eagles.